previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The $50 billion Anglo-American tech resources tie-up, which we've been reporting on all week, may not be as done as we thought. A shareholder in the Canadian mining house says the company's worth more than Anglo's agreed price, and a sweetener might be needed to clinch the deal. The warning comes from a company called Canoe Financial, also Canadian, which owns about 0.5% of Teck. Anglo's offer, which has been accepted by both boards and Teck's controlling shareholder, the Keevil family, places a premium of about 17% on Teck's shares, as they were at the start of the week. However, the offer still has to be accepted by a two-thirds majority of Teck's broader shareholding. And banking major Citigroup agrees with Canoe Financial. In a note to clients, it says Anglo's premium looks very light. Someone's smelling money. This one could run for a while yet. Financial services giant Old Mutual has increased its interim dividend by 9% and will shortly launch a 3 billion rand share buyback. The insurance and investment group reported a 29% increase in adjusted headline earnings, 4.2 billion rand to the end of June. Old Mutual's new CEO, Yuri Strydom, says the company's performance reflects the strength of its diversified portfolio, strong cash generation amid a challenging sales environment. 4.2 billion rand sounds good, and it is, of course, but consider it in context. Earlier this week, Oracle founder Larry Ellison moved to within sniffing distance of Elon Musk as the world's richest person. As Oracle's shares soared on some excellent quarterly results, Ellison's personal fortune jumped by $70 billion. And then early yesterday, New York time, another $31 billion took him past Musk for the first time. At that point, Larry Ellison was now worth, according to Bloomberg, $393 billion, a gain of $101 billion in the last 48 hours. That's about 1.77 trillion rand. It didn't last. Oracle's share price dropped during later trade. Ellison dropped back. Now just the second richest person in the world again, with Musk still in top spot. On the markets, more record highs for the JSE All Share in top 40, both up 0.4% last evening, London's FTSE down 0.2. Records also in New York for the S&P 500 up 0.3% and the Nasdaq just up 0.03%. The Dow down 0.5%. Tokyo this morning up 1.2, Hong Kong down 0.6, Sydney down 0.4. The US dollar 1.17 to the euro, the rand at 17.49 to the dollar, 20.46 to the euro, 23.66 to sterling. Gold at 3,632, platinum 13.88, Bitcoin 114,200, and Brent crude oil $67.40 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.